Gol darn it. You kids call that dancing? Now, ain't that pitiful? Just gol darn pitiful. Tell me you want me to dance to that hogwash? You'll never get me to dance to that, that's for gol darn sure.
Grandpa.
Well, I might try it just once, mind you. Now, hold it, gol darn it, you're stepping on my feet. Now, wait a minute here, you're spinning me around too fast. Gol darn it, hold it, I said. Okay, hold it. Now, wait a minute here. You're stepping on my feet again. Gol darn it, God shine you. Now, gol darn it.
Folks, we're lost in paradise with your Shula Angel Baby here at KaleRadio.org. I'm not feeling too hot tonight, so Dick Blackburn is here, and he's spinning his records. Did me a little favor tonight.
Hey.
So thanks, and let us know what you started off the show. Some really great instrumentals.
Yeah, we began with, of course, as usual, my conceit is that I cannot get on the show unless I bring in a new version of Ghost Riders, and this was a new version by the Scavengers on the... Well, when I first saw this label, I thought it was called Swimmy, but it's actually Sumi. I don't know why. Maybe they were saying Sumi to the Ramrods or something, but this is out of Texas, and it's by the Scavengers, Ghost Riders 65. So a cool version, I think, of Ghost Riders in the Sky. And then followed that by... I was just up in Tacoma, and not only did I get the... stomach bug up there. Everybody was
Everyone's
sick.
Everyone's coming down with something lately.
It was bad, but And, wow, I could listen to all that noise outside. And I guess it's Broderick Crawford chasing people around. I was in the perfect place, the Pacific Northwest, to score the Ventures' first 45, in which I did. And this is on the Blue Horizon label. It's called The Real McCoy, of course, taken from the television show The Real McCoys. And I don't know if one of the Ventures was doing the Walter Brennan voice, but if he was, whether it was, Bogle or Noki Edwards or one of those guys, it was pretty good. The guy could have, had a career doing that stuff. And then we finished up.
And did you say that was their first record?
Absolutely. That was their first record, and it's flipped with Cookies and Coke. And that was their, that was the beginning. They hadn't done Walk, Don't Run yet, which, of course, put them over the top.
So that was their first and the last of their vocal records.
As far as I know, that was. I mean, that just had the spoken thing, and I think there's a little more vocal on the flip side, but they became an instrumental group almost exclusively after that.
Right.
And we finished up with an oddity. I didn't know this record. This is from Australia, called Shark Chase by the Midnights.
Australian.
It's Australian. It's on Australian RCA.
It's very bizarre.
And it was pretty cool with the water sounds and the building, tension and all that. Anyway, hey, if Steven Spielberg had heard that, maybe it wouldn't have been dum 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 dum. It'd have been like Shark Chase for his movie. Anyhow, so we're going to go, because we've got a lot of records here to play, and we're going to go into a rock and roll set. And we just heard the Australian record. Now we're going to go to Canada and hear a guy called Jim Morrison, not the Lizard King, but Jim Morrison from Canada, starting off the set with Ready to Rock.
Here at Lost in Paradise.
Well, I'm ready to rock, ready to roll, ready to jump and have a moment. Well, I know you never were up before, just because I'm behind the door. We're gonna rock, rock, rock. We're gonna talk, talk, talk. We're gonna rock, rock.
of people that you call your friend is just hanging around for the money you spend. Well, rock on! Rock on! Rock on! The last of rock is gone. I got a girl, well, she can't be beat. She'd be real pretty if she had some teeth. Rock on! Rock on! Rock on! The last of rock is gone. I wonder why it have to happen every time. When you find a friend who'd help you, he ain't got a dime. Well, rock on! Rock on! Rock on! Well, the last of rock is gone. One thing that can make me mad, and that's a girl who never learned how to say yes. Well, rock on! Rock on! Rock on! Well, the last of rock is gone.
Rock all night, everybody's rocking, but might as well rock some too. And if you get blue, baby, I won't want to do. Over Bob. Rock me, baby, rock me till the broad daylight.
rock till I can't rock no more. Rock me, baby.
Rock me, baby.
Rock me, baby. Well, rock me, baby.
Rock me, baby.
Okay, that was L.A. R&B godhead Johnny Otis, assisted by a baritone saxophone there on the Peacock label with Rock Me Baby. Before that, from Hollywood, we heard Gavin Dykus doing Everybody's Rockin' on the Fable label. Gavin may be related to Connie Dykus, who's also a guy. I don't know. The two Dykuses that I know that are into, 50s rockabilly performers. Rock On before that, Buddy Johnson, this time without his sister Ella. He's doing the vocals on this one on the Mercury label. And before that, we listened to the Four Counts out of New York, Rock and Rolls, Good for the Soul, and the Cham label. And as previously announced at the top of the set, from Canada on a label that I really like. It's called Arctic, and it says Coolest on Wax with two little penguins. And that was Jim Morrison, Ready to Rock. So that's what the rock and roll set was, and we're going to continue with rocking, but this time we're going to do a dance set, and we're going to start off on the Checker label with a cute little number called War Hoss Mash.
You're lost in paradise with your Chilean angel baby, with my special guest, Dick Blackburn, taking over for me because I just couldn't get it together this week, feeling a little under the weather. So what's it again? War Hoss Mash?
Mm-hmm. War Hoss Mash.
Here at Lost in Paradise.
Mash! Potatoes, the Watusi, and the horses, the gas. We're gonna put them all together to get the War Hoss Mash. Mash potatoes now, once they're ready, because when the drums double up, we're going into the horse. Nothing to it, nothing to it.
Go and rock and roll.
That was Donnie Elbert and inviting us to do the Stroll on the Deluxe record label. And certainly got a distinctive voice, Mr. Donnie Elbert. Did stuff on VJ, did stuff on Deluxe, and beloved of a lot of soul collectors. Before that, the Rubies out of New York on a label called TNT. That's not the San Antonio, Texas label, TNT. It's actually a New York label. Wobble With Me Baby, the Rubies. Before that, from Los Angeles, actually Hollywood, California, on the Dore record label, the Van Gales doing the Twirl. And they ripped off Mickey Guitar Baker of Mickey and Sylvia's Love is Strange. Of course, Mickey Guitar Baker ripped off Jody Williams for that little lick, that thing that is instantly recognizable. Then we heard before that on the Fury label, also out of New York City, the Velvets doing Dance, Honey Dance. And at the top of the set, the Daylighters. And I believe that this is the group that was also on DOT and also on TNT, the label I mentioned before from San Antonio. That's a great record, too. This is the War Horse Mash, and that's H-O-S-S, Horse, Hoss. War Horse Mash on the Checker record label. And that was a dance set that we just heard. Now we're going to go into a one-word set.
One-word set.
Just one word. That's how I just grouped them together. I said, oh, what the heck. So I had a bunch of records that had one-word titles. And this is, we're going to start off with a group called the High Boys on the Mala record label. And it's simply called Draw.
Here at Lost in Paradise.
Dungaree, Dooley, and Ding Dong Dan, fast as two gunners in the Wild West land. Meaner than rattlesnakes coiled to strike, quicker on the trigger than a streak of light. Both of them loving that gal named Jean, cutest young filly you've ever seen. Dooley met Danny in the heart of town, facing each other for a last showdown. Draw, hollered Dan as he jumped to his feet. Draw, shouted Dooley, slinging into the street. Draw, fella Dan slinking into a slouch. Draw, snarled Dooley, dropping deep in the clouch. Waiting and sprocking on widespread feet, you can hear a pin drop on that street. Each one knew if he moved a peg, would bring a hot gun from the other one's leg. Draw, hollered Dan with his hands at his hips. Draw, shouted Dooley with a sneer on his lips. Draw, yelled Gene with a wave of a hand. Both slapped leather and the shooting began. The shooting stopped and the dust settled down. Two dozen horses lay stretched on the ground. Windows all shattered, the town was a wreck. Like an A-bomb had landed on a battleship deck. From underneath the rubble in the middle of the street, two dusty cowboys struggled to their feet. Glaring and staring from bloodshot eyes, a shout rang out from two tough guys. You missed me.
We'll be right back.
And yeah, that was the unmistakable stylings, the blues